All right, guys. When I was your age and I would go to church around Christmas time, I feel like I always kind of heard the same message. And that message was like, okay, at Christmas time, everybody worries about getting gifts. But at church, we're going to teach you that Christmas isn't about getting, it's about giving. Well, I want to tell you this morning that I love that message. And I will teach that message another time, but this morning is about getting for Christmas. And I want to teach you guys about how to really get Christmas and get what you, not just what you want, but what you need for Christmas. Now, do you guys, everybody does Christmas a little bit different, but for my family, we did a deal where my grandparents and my aunt all lived in the same town. And here's the thing about my family is there's me and my sister. My sister's name is Julie. Some of you guys know her. She's in here sometimes. It's just us. We don't have any cousins. We don't have any other brothers and sisters. So it is me and Julie, and we are the only kids and the only grandkids in our whole family. So our aunts and uncles, none of them have kids. It's just us. So when it comes Christmas time, we get the hookity hookup. I mean, we get, is anybody else like the only kid in their family and you just get hooked up every Christmas? Kirby, you're not. You have so many brothers and sisters. Nobody else, everybody comes from big families, but we had this little family that had a lot of people, and we were just spoiled and showered. And so on Christmas Eve, we'd get all of our family's gifts, and then on Christmas morning, we would get gifts from Santa Claus. Is that him? Is that the sound of his sleigh? Oh, it's someone's cell phone. Go ahead and silence your cell phones if you have them with you. That'd be a smart thing to do. But anyways, on Christmas morning, we would get gifts from Santa. So Christmas Eve, they were all wrapped gifts. They were wrapped beautifully like these. And then on Christmas morning, we would come out, and under the tree, there'd be all these unwrapped gifts. Who does the unwrapped Christmas morning, come out, look under the tree? Who does wrapped Christmas morning, you come out and unwrap them? Wow, more. It's really fun for me when you come out on Christmas morning, and you kind of come through the door, you come around the corner, and you look. You look under the tree, and you can see everything that you've gotten at one time. Like, you just take it all in, and you're like, oh! And I mean, just all right there. It is so awesome. And then Christmas Day, isn't it like the best day? Because you've got all this new stuff, and you unwrap it, and you put it together, you put batteries in, you play with it. It is so fun. And I have so many fun memories from Christmas morning. And everybody, Christmas morning is one of those times when if you have a video camera or if you have a camera, it's just like a bunch of really bad pictures, a bunch of really bad footage because it's everybody opening a gift and holding it up and it's like, and you're just holding a gift and then you go through your pictures and you're like, these are stupid. But I brought some pictures from when I was in junior high from some of my favorite Christmas memories. Here's me and my sister coming out on Christmas morning. And Julie's got the sweet Eskimo Joe's boxers on. And this is like, right when we're coming out, we both, we stayed in her room that night and we watched videos the night before. I would always get a subscription to Sports Illustrated or Sports Illustrated for Kids, and it always would come with like a bloopers video. And so every Christmas Eve, Julie and I would go to bed watching a bloopers video from Sports Illustrated, and then we'd be ready to go the next morning for Christmas. So that's us coming out. Here's a look when I found a gift I was really surprised about. I was like, whoa, look at all these gifts. And that was my aunt, and she was like, let me touch up my afro. And so then here's another picture of me with a really sweet outfit on. This is my Christmas sweatshirt and my stonewashed jeans. And I think I was cross-eyed in that one, maybe. But that game I'm holding, that is a Nintendo game, and it was called Double Dribble. Anybody ever played Double Dribble? Any of the leaders? Yeah, okay. Here's what I loved about video games, is video games would last. Like, that was a gift that would last. You could play video games for a long time. They're awesome. So, like, when you guys get video games, you can play them. But Double Dribble, I played that game all the way through high school. I kept my Nintendo. I even had my Nintendo at college. And Double Dribble was one of my favorite games. It was such an awesome basketball game. Here's another gift that I got. I got a soccer ball. That's another collar under a sweatshirt. If you didn't know about style, there's a little tip. And the Black pants make for a really nice outfit. But I got that soccer ball when I was in junior high, and I had that soccer ball until I graduated high school. I played high school soccer, and I practiced at my house with that soccer ball until I graduated. That was a great gift that I'll always remember. Here's another one. I got my Iguana bicycle. It was a giant mountain bike. That was my first mountain bike. I kept that through college. I rode to class on that bike. It lasted me forever. And also that coat. I still wear it today. No, I don't. I'm sorry if any of you girls are wishing that you were younger whenever I was that age. If you go, he's kind of cute. And lastly, I'll never forget, this was a big deal. Don't go to it yet. This was a big deal. You guys are all walking around with your cellular phone devices and your iPods and the internet, the World Wide Web, the emails and the Facebooks, all that stuff. When I was your age, there was no such thing as a cell phone. There was no such thing as an iPod. There was no such thing as a TV. Just kidding, we had TV. There was no such thing as computers in the internet. The internet never heard of the word, okay? But this Christmas, click over to the next one, when I was in high school and I had really nice long hair, this was when Julie and I got our first computer at our house. And I'm looking at it like, what is this strange contraption? It comes, today your computers come all in one box, but we had like five or six different boxes and pieces. You guys remember that? Like you get a monitor here and then, it was weird. And so I'm investigating the computer. You can see leaders, you'll remember Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, one of the original computer games. Okay, that's right down there by my hand. And just get another angle, my mom's on the other side taking a picture. You can see how, click to the next one. How amazed that I am. I'm like, what? What is that? And everybody, look, my aunt, my dad, my mom's on the other side. They're all just like, look at him looking at the computer. Go back one slide if you can. Just to remind you guys about the hookity hookup, look at that stack of boxes behind me. Yeah, baby. Eat that. In all your Christmas's faces. Okay, just kidding. My favorite part about Christmas, if I'm honest, my favorite part about Christmas is getting gifts. I like giving them. It's fun. I've done all my Christmas shopping this year. I've got gifts for everybody on my list. I'm excited about giving them to people. But what I really like, if I'm honest, and if you're honest probably, is when I sit down and I've got this swarm of gifts all around me, and I'm like, which one do I open first? Because they're all for me. And it is awesome. And I have all these great gifts. You guys in the back, sit up and pay attention, please. I have all these great gifts that I'm so excited about. And I still get excited about gifts. But let me show you a gift. Now, this is going to seem really cheesy and churchy. But this is a gift that I got when I was 10 years old, when I was in fourth grade. And it's a gift that I still have. And it is probably, and I'm not lying and I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not saying this because I'm at church, but it's probably the all-time greatest gift that I've ever gotten. When I was 10 years old, my parents gave me this Adventure Bible. And it's the NIV version. And this is the first Bible that was like my Bible that I could understand. You know, I think I had one of those little tiny, like Gideon's Bibles, like you get at the hotel sometimes. I had one of these little tiny ones. And then I had those like children's storybooks. But when I was 10 years old, my parents gave me this. And it's like this Bible that's made for like kids. It's called an Adventure Bible. And it's got like these little things in it, you know, that you can read famous children in the Bible, and I could read through it. You know, for you guys nowadays, they've got those really cool magazine Bibles and things that looks like a magazine. It's got all these cool articles in it. But this was such a sweet gift. On the inside, I wrote down with highlighter and then pen over the highlighter because I was so excited about it. This Adventure Bible was given to David C. Peniel on December 25th, 1989 by mom and dad, and I drew a heart under it because I was so excited they gave me this Bible. And I still have it today. I don't have my soccer ball. I don't have that computer anymore. I gave that bicycle away in college. I don't have Double Dribble. But I still have this Bible. And I think I'll keep this Bible if I can until I die. This was the best gift that was ever given to me. Let me tell you why. Soccer ball might help me get better at soccer. The computer, you know, might help me, you know, write papers at school. And it might help me do other things. But I just wrote down a list of things that my Bible has helped me do. And the ways the Bible has really been useful. You see, a gift is really only a great gift if it can be used for something. Here's what I wrote down about this Bible. This Bible taught me something new. This Bible told me the truth about myself, and it showed me where I was going wrong. This Bible corrected the way that I viewed the world incorrectly. It helped me become a better person. it prepared me to help other people. This Bible gave me direction for my life, and it gave me security and confidence in my identity. All of that from reading my Bible. See, this Bible wasn't just a gift that I got and then it went away somewhere. This is the gift, literally, that kept on giving. And still to this day, the Bible, maybe not this one because this sits on a shelf in my house I look at, but I have another one, this one, and other ones at my house. This is a gift that keeps on giving every single day. God has a gift for me from this Bible. It is literally like Christmas morning every day. If getting gifts is your favorite thing in the world, like it's my favorite thing in the world, God has a gift of truth, a gift of direction, a gift of correction to give you every day. And I hope almost every one of you probably have one of these Bibles in your house or in your room or somewhere in your house. But do you receive and open and unwrap the gift that God has sitting there for you every day? Most of the kids I talk to, I have a small group of guys. Will, the guy that played Duct Tape Man, is one of them. You know, we sit around at our small group and I ask the guys every week, hey, have you been in the Bible? Have you been reading your word? Have you been receiving the gifts that God has for you? And all of them are like, I want to, but I just don't do it. And so if juniors in high school who love God are having trouble with that, I'm guessing a lot of you guys do too. And it's such a tragedy. It's one of the greatest tragedy that's facing you guys today is that you have a gift sitting under your tree and it's got your name on it and you're not going over and unwrapping it. I mean, what that would be insane if you came out on Christmas morning and there was a gift that was there for you and you just said, I'm not even going to open it. I don't even want to know what it is. I don't want to see if it's useful or if it's good. I'm just going to ignore it. You would never do that on Christmas morning, and yet this gift is here for you every day, and you come out, I'm not going to unwrap it. I'm not going to open it. It's a tragedy. It is. And you know what? I didn't perfectly read this Bible every day when I got it when I was 10 years old. But I did start to unpack it, and the more I did, the more I wanted to know what it said. Here's what I want you to know. This Bible really is a gift. Let me show you what the Word says about itself. Check this out in 2 Timothy 3:16. Here's what the Bible says. It says, all Scripture is God-breathed. It's from God. So this Bible isn't just some wise men writing stuff down, some really smart people. No, it's given to them from God, and it's useful for teaching you things, for rebuking you, which means telling you when you're doing something wrong, for correcting you, for pointing you in the right direction, for training you in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly, okay, not just ready, but thoroughly, I mean completely equipped for every good work there is to do. In Psalm 119, verse 105, look at what this says. It says that thy word, the word of God, is like a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. It will give you direction for your life. It will give you security. If you're walking in the dark and you're in a place where you don't know, a light, a flashlight or a lamp or some sort of turning on the lights will give you confidence and security that you're not going to run into a wall, that you're not going to fall off something, that you're not going to stub your toe, you're not going to get attacked by a lemur. That, just seeing if you're listening. A light will give you security and confidence and show you the way. And the Bible is something that will show you the way you're supposed to live and will give you security and confidence in who you are. Look at this list of gifts that God has for you from the Bible. Look at the screen. God wants to teach you something about yourself that you might not know. He wants to show you your sin, where you're wrong. He wants to correct your foolish thinking. He wants to help you become a better person. Don't you want that? He wants to prepare you for good works, and he wants to give you security and direction. Look at that screen. This Christmas, do you want those gifts too? It doesn't mean you don't get the regular gifts that you get, but just pile these on top. And guess what? These aren't just here at Christmas. These are here every single day. That is awesome. And I'm going to tell you how you can have the Word of God giving you gifts every single day in a way that is so simple and so easy, even a third grader could do it. And you guys are in 6th, 7th, and 8th. And this year, Watermark is doing, again, this thing called The Journey. And maybe you've heard Join the Journey before, but I want to show you this little book. And I want every stinking one of you to do this. Because this year, The Journey, and I fought for this. I sat in meetings for The Journey. I pushed for this for you guys. I said, The Journey needs to be something the junior high kids can do. Because they want to receive the gifts of God, but it's just been hard for them. Last year, it was the Old Testament. And you had to read like a whole chapter or a couple chapters a day. That's pretty hard. This year, The Journey is just the New Testament, and not even that, it's just part of the New Testament. All we're doing is going through one book called Acts, and then Acts is a story of Paul and Peter and other missionaries going on all these trips. And every time they go to a trip and they leave, they write a letter back to the people. And so you're reading Acts, the story of all their trips, and then the letters that they wrote, like Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians. Those are letters written to places that they stopped. And that's all we're reading. And if you look, this is a journey journal that you go through, and it has a reading for you each day, and you kind of write down some key points that you notice in that reading. Here's the cool thing. If you look at the reading plan for the journey, I want to show you guys this. I pushed for this for you, and I hope you do it. Look at this. For the first day that we do the journey, it's 11 verses. That's it. 11 verses. The next day is 14 verses. The next day is 13 verses. It's about half a chapter or a third of a chapter every day. And it's not 7 days a week. It's only 5 days a week. You guys can do this. You can join the journey this year. You can go to jointhejourney.com. Outside in the lobby, when you get done, we're going to be selling these journals for $15 each. We're also going to hand you a little card that's a corny little note to Santa written on a postcard that you can give to your parents, and they can either get it for you for Santa, or if you really believe in Santa, they'll put it in the mail and send it to Santa, okay? But it's a note to Santa that says, hey, one thing I want for Christmas, if Santa hasn't finished getting all my gifts ready, is I want to join the Journey Journal, and it's only $15. You can get it at Watermark. And it's a little note you can just give to your parents when you get in the car, and you can get this, and this will help you. This is your guide. This year, think about this. You could read the Bible every week. You could read the Bible 5 days a week. And guess what? If you miss a couple days, it's only 11 verses. Some days are only 6 verses. You can catch right up like that on the weekend. But you can follow Paul and Peter and other missionaries on their journeys, and you can read the letters they wrote to the churches, and you can receive the gifts of God this year. I want every one of you to join the journey. Small group leaders, I want you to be encouraging every kid in your small group to join the journey with us this year. I encourage you guys to join it too. I'm going to be doing it. And a couple years ago, 2 years ago, we did a deal where I had kids join the journey. And I had you bring your journal in, and you could open it up and show me that you've been following along. And we did several checks throughout the year. And at the end of the year, the people that finished, we loaded up in a big 15-passenger van, and we drove all of them to Oklahoma City. We got a hotel room for the guys and a hotel room for the girls. We went to this big Christian concert with Sanctus Real, and who else was there, Rachel? Hawk Nelson, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Jeremy Camp. And then we went out late at night, in the middle of the night. We went to, what did we go to, that Mexican restaurant, Taco Cabana, and we got some tortillas and cheese, and then we went back and played Mafia in the hotel room and spent the night there. I mean, we had an awesome journey together celebrating the journey we've been through. Now, this one is super easy, so we're liable to have 50 people do it, so I cannot promise that, but I'm going to promise you that if you finish a journey this year, we're going to reward you for sure. What we'll probably do is give a reward to everyone that finishes, and then we'll do like a drawing of all those people, and we'll take 10 or so of you on a trip just to celebrate it and to just celebrate what you guys have done in God's word. But I want to encourage every one of you this year. Receiving gifts is awesome. And if you like it, the Bible is a gift that never, ever stops giving. Your soccer ball will go flat. Your iPod's going to break. Your computer's going to need to be replaced. But this thing stands forever. And this thing will change your life in a way nothing else could ever do. Join the journey this year. Don't forget to grab a card on your way out. If you got your parents here today and you've got money, just grab one of these journals. There's plenty out there for all of you guys to get one. Let me pray for you guys, and I'll send you out to have a very merry last week of school. Dear Lord, I thank you for this word. Thank you that my parents bought this for me on Christmas of 1989. That ever since then, it's been a part of my life. I thank you for all the gifts that I've received from your word. The way that you have led me and you've taught me. You've taught me how to be a friend. You've taught me how to be a husband. You've taught me how to be a dad. You've taught me how to be a pastor, a leader. And God, I need it more now than ever. And these students need it so much. You see, you're not just about giving us gifts that we want, but you give us everything we need. And I praise you for that, and I thank you for that. And I pray that you would just instill in the heart of every student in this room a desire. And you'd show them their need for you and your word. Would you give us 100 students in this room that would finish the journey this year, spending every day in your word? That would be an awesome blessing. I pray for that now. I pray all these things in the name of this baby that was born, that we celebrate this Christmas season. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.